Okay, I'm having a very strange day today. Well, no, it's been good this week. When I saw one of my best friends, he's over from China visiting. But today, so it's the 25th of January, 2023, and what I can't, well, I can understand because I can see it with my own eyes, but it's weird, like. That I found God, or that, believe in God, and like, I definitely know God exists, especially on my little walk of faith that I did. But what's blowing my mind at the moment is like, so in the Bible it says like, everything that's hidden will be revealed, and all that, which kind of feels like it's true. When you see what's going on in the world. But what's really strange, and I'm so glad I filmed it and I got it on video, is I'm looking at the moon. Now, I got into flat Earth, but it's one of those things that there's a lot of proof for it, like with the cameras filming across the sea, ocean, and then you see way further than what you're supposed to be able to see. Like lot way many more miles than you're supposed to. But what makes it more obvious to me, because it's one of those when you're kind of sick of debating it or talking about it, because everyone automatically assumes, oh, flat earth, you're one of them, are you? And it's like, well, no, I'm not one of anything. I just don't know what the fuck's going on. I feel like we've been lied to the whole fucking time we've been here, and nothing, everything we've been told is inverted. That's what it kind of feels like, which I think a lot of people are starting to come to realize that we've been fed a load of bullshit all our lives. I was watching like some video clip someone put up of like all the people to do with like the globe Earth, like Columbus and well, loads. I can't think of the names now. I'm not great with remembering names anyway. I forget most of my friends' names. But, all our people, they're pictured with a portrait with like, with a globe in the background, or the hands on the globe, and they're all doing like a little hand signal. And they're all Masons. I mean, I don't know what their problem is. I don't know why they're trying to feed us this crap. Because, like, I'm looking at the moon. I've just watched the sunset. So I'm in the east. I'm in Thailand. And I'm watching the sunset. And it looks beautiful. And for ages I'm looking at it. And then eventually I look up. And I can see the moon. Now, there's loads of times where I see the moon in the day. And I think, what? How? Why? How is that a thing? But it's normally like a full moon and that. But I'm looking at the moon and it's like a crescent. Because in Thailand, it's like they have like a smiley face moon when it's a crescent. It's like it looks completely different than it does in the West. But it's still the moon. I mean, anyway, it's like just like a little crescent smiley face. And I'm looking at it and I'm looking at the sun. And just straight away, I'm thinking, it just hits you. It's like, how is there a shadow cast on the moon to create like a little sliver of a smile when the sun has not even set yet? The sun's still out. What's casting the shadow? It's bizarre. I mean, luckily I filmed it because, like, I mean, the moon's crazy as it is. The moon's wild, like. Not many people can explain it. Like, I mean, we've been told a load of stuff, but it's like, oh, it just happens to be, when the solar eclipse and all that, it's like, oh, it just happens to be the right size to just perfectly match the sun. It's that far away that it's just perfect. Okay. All right. And it doesn't change its face and all that. Well, everything about it's nuts. But I'd love someone to explain to me how There's a shadow over the moon. When the shadow's supposed to be Earth, that's what we're told. But the sun is still out. How? I mean, I'm debating whether to put it up on my Instagram because I'm just like, I can't be bothered going to a debate with anybody about it. It's just, you can't win. Like, it's like people are just stuck in whatever they're told. A lot of people, no matter what, they won't change their opinion, even if you show them it on video. Even if I had some of my friends sat with me right now, I don't know what they would say. I don't know what their reasoning for it would be. But to me, it's pretty obvious. I mean, I don't know what do we learn. It doesn't really matter. But what does matter is everything we've been told is not true. Like whether we live on a ball or a flat earth, it doesn't really matter. But why have we been told a load of lies? I mean, me personally, especially like after, you know, finding God, like, you know, I'm not saying I found him, but like realizing God's real. For me, it's more about like, oh, we've been told this to make us feel like we're insignificant and we're just on a rock hurtling through nothingness. Nothing matters because we just evolved from some pond scum, and then, you know, we were just cells and we just became this. And that's why a lot of people don't really have faith or believe in God anymore, because we've been told this bullshit that makes us feel like insignificant. But I mean, if we live on a flat earth, if we do, I'm not saying we do, if we do, then that ties into the Bible, the firmament, all the ancient civilizations who said we did as well. It's like it's all this ball earth's only been around like since, well, not that long really. But it means if the firmament's real, the dome's real, like, then it means that we are more special than what we've been told. We are God's children, you know. Maybe if people started to realize that and maybe pray a bit more and, like, you know, appreciate the fact that we were created by the Creator, then people wouldn't be in this like existential crisis that most people are in, where they feel like they don't know what they're doing with their lives, they don't know what the purpose is and all the rest of it. Maybe people would be a bit more wary about, like, you know, the moral compass that they've got, and maybe realise that there is an afterlife and it does matter what you do. And maybe if people help one another more and stop being so selfish and materialistic, then the world could be a better place, you know. But it's never going to happen when we're being force-fed a load of lies, being force-fed a load of demonic crap on the TV, on Netflix, and everything in the news is just like war, violence, and, you know, murder. I mean, I think just recently there's like, they're saying there's been another 7 murders. I think that's happened twice now in America. And then I've just seen a picture of someone post up with, like, well, a camera set up in the background, like a back shot. And then you have to wonder, what's real? What's going on? Are they just doing this to put fear in people or what? Everything. It's wild when you realise most stuff you've been told is basically lies. But anyway, I'm glad I got the video. I might put it up. I don't know. I'm not really bothered. I don't want attention. I don't want any of that. But, like, I think if people see it, I'd like to hear what their explanation is of it. Also, Mars and Jupiter look really wild in the sky, either side of the moon. And it just makes me think, like, oh, yeah, everything in the Bible's real.